Good day, everyone. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here on this Thursday. A complete check on all your markets coming up today when we come back in just a moment.
Kids need to fill half their plate with fruits and veggies at every meal. They're packed with nutrients that keep you healthy and energized all day long. Plus, there's a ton to try, like
apples, pears, kiwi too, bananas and some honeydew, watermelon or a date. Put it on half of your plate.
Whether they're fresh, frozen, or canned, all fruits and veggies are delicious and nutritious. So if you want to unlock a healthier future, filling half your plate with them is the key. So,
won't you please eat some peas, peppers, or some broccoli? They're tasty, so don't you wait. Put them on half of your plate.
Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com for tons of fun ideas and recipes. And remember,
night or day, early or late, veggies taste so great. They're healthy, there's no debate. So fill half of your plate.
Yay! A program of T-Set.
Well, cattle futures call steady after four consecutive down days, weakening the technical picture. Yet after trading with major losses yesterday, prices consolidated late in the session, which could suggest the near-term selling pressure is beginning to wane. The past offers in yesterday's Fed cattle auction were on bids of $117 and a quarter and $117.50. That was respectively and steady with last week. The hog futures are called mixed to weaker on follow-through selling today. We continue to worry that slaughter numbers as well as weights will eventually weigh on prices. There remains a downside gap target on February futures at 69.15, left from a gap open higher on November 24th. Moving to the grains, the wheat futures were flat the week overnight with a new contract low hit in the March Chicago contract at 423.5. Buyers continue to exercise patience in winter wheat, so we'll respect the weak trend currently pressing the market lower. Trade estimates for weekly export sales are 100,000 to 300,000 tons. Corn futures were mostly unchanged overnight ahead of this morning's USDA weekly export sales. Trade estimates range from 800,000 to 1.2 million tons. That's barring anything higher than that range. A lack of supportive news may follow prices to drift lower, particularly with the beans deflating from an early week rally. Crude and the dollar are firm here this morning. Soybean futures down a nickel overnight on follow-through from yesterday's bearish-looking reversals. However, it looked to us that yesterday was more profit-taking as well as a hedge day. We're not convinced the long-range forecast is necessarily going to dictate lower bean prices at this point, as warmer and dry conditions in northern Argentina and southern Brazil continue to loom larger. In addition, nearby contracts moving averages continue to hold support during this setback. We'll check your futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, December live cattle down 52 at 115.90. February's down 125, 119.27. January feeder cattle was down 180 at 146.02. And the March down 165, 144.10. February hogs down 155, 68.95. April down 135 at 72.97. Kansas City wheat, March down 8 cents at 423.5. May down 8 cents at 436.25. Chicago wheat, March down 7.5 at 425.25. May's down 7 cents at 438. March corn down a penny at 352.75, and the May was down 1.25 at 361. January soybeans down 5.75 at 10.02.75. March down 5.75 at 10.14.75. March cotton down 59, 72.13. May down 55, 72.84. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.